Time for Jazz with In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. And let's get right into it with some Joshua Redman.
We'll be right back.
All right. Joshua Redman. That's kind of some early Joshua Redman from recorded back in 1995, live at the Village Vanguard. Spirit of the Moment is the name of the album. And that features, of course, Joshua Redman on tenor sax and keeping down the rhythm. Brian Blade doing a superb job on the traps. Let's see, Peter Martin on piano and Christopher Thomas on the bass. And that had a real kind of raw feeling, the way it was recorded and just the whole vibe of that. As I said, early Joshua Redman. And yeah, it's got kind of an old-time sound as far as that recording goes. I like that album. We're going to play another one from the same album. It's a double album. I actually just picked it up on eMusic. That's my favorite place to pick up jazz music. Definitely good prices there on eMusic. And we're going to hear another one from that album. This one is called Just in Time. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
John Ellis and Double Wide is the name of the group and the name of the album, Puppet Mischief. We heard the track called Faux-fessor. Faux-fessor. And let's see, who's in that group? John Ellis on tenor sax. Brian Coogan on organ. Matt Perrine on sousaphone, creating that really unique sound. Jason Marsalis on drums. Gregor Moret on harmonica. And Alan Ferber on trombone. And yeah, real New Orleans sound, and kind of dug that. And before that, too, kind of a New Orleans group, Skerrick and the Syncopated Taint Septet. We heard from the album Husky, we heard the track Summer Puddin'. Yeah, we started out that set quite a while ago with Joshua Redman's quartet from the album Spirit of the Moment. Live at Village Vanguard, we heard the track called Just in Time, a jazz standard done in a very unique way by Joshua Redman, really showing off his chops. Kind of an early Joshua Redman from back in 1995. All right, let's see. Time now is 6:36. You're listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name is Ken. And we got, let's see, an hour and a half, a little bit less than that, of great jazz music up ahead of you. Hope you're digging tonight's show. If you like what you're hearing, maybe you want to check into my website. You can go to jazzandbeyond.com. And if you click there to jump to the podcast, there you'll see playlists from past shows, and you can subscribe to my podcast. You can click on any of the social networking links that I've got posted there, my Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, you name it, and I've got a page for it up on the internet. So definitely check it out at www.jazzandbeyond.com. And check out the website of this fine radio station also, at whus.org. And there you'll see all kinds of blogs from all of the DJs and playlists from past shows and hear what's playing right as we speak. So definitely check that out. A really cool website, www.whus.org. All right, let's continue on with the tunes. We're going to kind of jump into something a little different from what you've been hearing over the past couple tracks. This is from Greg Osby from his really fine album called Nine Levels. We're going to hear Optimism. All right, our little venture into the avant-garde with one of the best purveyors of that genre of jazz. His name's Eric Dolphy, and the name of the album is Out to Lunch, and it certainly was out to lunch, so to speak. And name of the track is Hat and Beard. By the way, it's 7 o'clock here on WHUS Stories Connecticut, 91.7 FM. Got that out of the way. As I was saying, Eric Dolphy from the album Out to Lunch, a really fine album with an incredible lineup of jazz artists on that one. Of course, it's Eric Dolphy on that playing bass clarinet, Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Bobby Hutcherson on vibes, Richard Davis on bass, and Tony Williams, a young 18-year-old Tony Williams at the time, on the drums. A very cool album. I like that. Out to Lunch. Nice title, too. All right, let's see. Before that, we heard from Greg Osby. We heard Optimism, and it sounded like two tracks, but it's actually one track. It's encompassed in one track, Optimism, from the album Nine Levels. And Nine Levels speaks to the titles of the nine compositions on that album, all stating a state of mind, I guess you would say, and that state of mind was optimism. And Greg Osby's group consists of Greg on alto and soprano sax, Sarah Serpa doing the vocals on that, Adam Birnbaum on piano, Ner Felder, a fine guitarist, and Joseph Lepore on bass, and Hamir Atwal on drums. Nine Levels, the name of the album, Greg Osby. All right, yes. Let's see. This week, midweek, I think it was, when was it, Claire? Wednesday night, we went out to Boston to see our friend Greg Abate. And it was a harrowing ride, I'll tell you that, man. We were out there. You must have read about the tornadoes that hit western Massachusetts around the Springfield area. And sure enough, we were driving on the Mass Pike, luckily just ahead of the worst of the storm, traveling east. But we were pelted by unbelievable hail and winds and rain and thunder and lightning. And man, it was incredible that we just got there in one piece. But we did to hear a really fine performance by Greg Abate. And one of the highlights of the evening was a young pianist that he had with him. Her name is Yoko Miwa, and she's from Japan. And I got a chance to talk to her after the show. She laid me onto a couple of her CDs, so I thought I would feature them on tonight's show. So you're going to hear two from Yoko Miwa. Thank you. Yoko Miwa from her trio album entitled The Day We Said Goodbye. And of course, that was the wonderful John Lennon, Paul McCartney composition, Golden Slumbers from the Beatles, of course. And before that, we heard from another album of Yoko's. We heard the track called La Estación, the opening track from her album called Canopy of Stars. And I'm sure you'll hear a lot more from Yoko Miwa, a very talented piano player. I'm going to continue on with a set of female jazz artists. We're going to start out with another beautiful track from Jane.